So the USA's Holly Brooks was named to the A-team this year. Holly had a great season last year, producing some fine results, and we're going to try to catch up with her and see how she's doing at the start of her season. She was in Bidestone last weekend with a 12th, and today she's, this weekend rather, she's in Kusimo, and we're going to see how Holly's doing.
Hello?
Hey, Holly Brooks.
How's it going?
Everything's good. How are you doing?
Okay. Just heard you talking to Sadie.
Yeah. Very exciting for her and for the team, and it's great to see, more top tens, more great results from the team and at the start of the season. And Keegan, of course, yesterday with her first podium in the Classic. It's very exciting.
Yeah. There's always someone lighting a fire. That's for sure.
That's what it seems like. I mean, Noah as well had a great start. And, we never know who's going to do it. But, I know that I think your start in Bidestone, you had a 12th, and today was probably less than you liked. But how's it going for you at the start of the season?
It's okay. I definitely feel like it's taken me longer this year to kind of get into my race gear than the past couple of years that I've been in Europe. So it's a little frustrating that way, but people keep telling me to be patient, and so I'm trying to be as patient as I possibly can. And in years past, I've had my best races in period one, and then it's been a little bit unstable after that. So I'm really kind of aiming my season to ski fastest in the mid-season. So, with each effort, I think I'm feeling better and better. But it's going to maybe take me a little while longer, but who knows? We'll see. We'll see after tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. It's never easy to predict. How did your training go this summer? Did you feel good with all of the camps that you attended and your performance along the way?
Yeah, I felt pretty good training this summer. It was really consistent. I had a couple of really good glacier camps and then good camps in Park City. It was hard because I feel like we didn't have tons of time trials, and I felt like it was kind of hard to gauge where I was at along the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's human nature to want positive reinforcement, and I sometimes feel like cross country skiing is a black box. it's a lot less predictable than running or swimming or other. But summer and fall training was good.
Sounds good. So, being named to the A team this year had to give you a feeling of confidence and kind of an affirmation, because I think last year you really had a good season. And what was your reaction to being named to the A team?
Oh, I was ecstatic. Every year you want to make some kind of progress, and every year I have a list of goals, and that was definitely one of the goals. So, my first goal was to make the U.S. ski team. That took a while, and then I did, and then, was named to the B team, and then the next goal was to make the A team, and then I did that kind of by the skin of my teeth, kind of in Falloon, but I made it. And now, the challenge is staying on the eight.
Sure. You faded out there for a sec. Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I can. Yeah. I was just saying that I was pretty ecstatic when I was named to the A team. It was definitely one of my goals going into last season, and I made it. Just barely at the end of the season, but I made it. And I'm always kind of looking for progress at this point. I mean, everyone is, but that was a big goal of mine. And, it's funny. I'd say that, Keegan had a huge highlight this weekend too, but I think Sadie just lit it up, and it's kind of ironic that she's on the B team. You know, that was kind of me last year. I had a really great opening weekend, and I was the one on the B team. So I think it just goes to show that all the women are really skiing high level. And I pretty much have no doubt in my mind that that Sadie will be on the A team next year for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like, you know, and talking with Sadie, the energy that's on the team and the mindset that you guys have is that you can do it. And I think that sort of has been feeding down the line, whether it's yourself or Jesse or Noah. Now Sadie, you know, she was talking about her tough year last year, but, you know, you were on the B team last year and, you know, you produced some results. And I think it's all part of that trickle down, believing that you can do it. And, you know, now it's happening for Sadie. And it's very exciting to see. I mean, Noah had a great day too, with a seventh.
So, Noah?
Sorry?
Noah?
Noah had a seventh, not today, but you know, last weekend he had a seventh. And
yeah,
so,
yeah, okay. Right, you know, right. I was like, seventh.
But just thinking about, you know, where everybody's you know, everybody's game seems to be improving and going in that direction. Like you said, everybody, you know, the expectation, I think, on everybody individually is higher when you see everybody around you doing, you know, potentially well. So it's kind of, you seem to all be feeding off that great energy, and that's a big plus, I think, for the team and for everybody individually.
Yeah, I mean, I think the expectations are definitely there, but I think that good results are kind of contagious. And you see your teammates turning in good results, and it inspires you, you know, and it also gives you confidence because maybe they're your training partner, you know, and you know that you've worked just as hard as they have, or, you know, we've all worked hard. But I think that the more people that turn in high-level results, the more human success becomes for us over here.
Absolutely.
And I think that we're really approaching it with a lot of confidence, and our team has a reason to hold our heads high. You know, I think that our team is really respected on the World Cup now, and that feels fantastic.
Yeah, I would say the same, and it's great to see that evolution, and you know, Keegan's mentioned it, and you've all mentioned it, and, you know, they know that North America, Team North America, is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to ask you is I'm in touch with Anchorage, and I believe there's a special celebration this year in Alaska, isn't it? There's a centenary?
It's the centennial. Yeah, so the state is turning 50 years old. I don't know. I should know this, but I don't know if it's this year or next year. I think it's this year.
I think it's 2014, actually. I think it happens next year, and the planning.
Right.
The planning is they're planning now, and I just wondered if you know, any of that is spilling over, because like so many team members like yourself and Sadie and Keegan, the APU contingent, you know, is very strong, and skiing has always been strong there. I just wondered if there was any extra oomph coming from that celebration from the state.
Well, you know, I'm not sure how much the centennial is driving the excitement. It's, you know, I think in an Olympic year, the Olympics drive most of the excitement.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I do know, I do think that there may be a little, they're involved with, maybe on a small note, with Spring Nationals and Super Tour Finals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, they're excited about us representing the state, you know, worldwide.
And for sure.
It's also really cool how we've had different international guests. You know, I know Kaisa 2 years ago from Finland, and Astrid Jakobsen from Norway last year, and Bettina Gruber from Switzerland. And, you know, I think we're doing everything we can to put Alaska on the map. And I think people are noticing that there are a bunch of us, a handful of us, from Alaska, from the same club. And people are definitely interested in Alaska and what it has to offer. And everyone that we've hosted for a camp has really loved it and gone back and spoken really positively about it. So, you know, I think that it's exciting.
Yeah, I think you guys are really doing your fair share of putting Alaska on the map. I can tell you that it's inspiring for me to want to go there. That there's so much skiing going on there. I think the NSAA, the Nordic Association, is probably one of the largest, if not the largest, in the USA. So and then seeing you guys all kicking butt on the competitive side is inspiring to say the least. So tomorrow's another race, and what's your game plan for tomorrow?
Well, you know, I had kind of a mediocre sprint, and then today it was actually going okay, and then I took my crash for the year. So that was kind of a bummer. I skied there's a pretty technical downhill here, mm-hmm. and I skied it well, and I was step turning out of it. You're going really fast, and I don't really know what happened because I was out of the technical part, and I don't know, my ski just stuck to the snow or something. It was a slow motion fast crash, mm-hmm. So I was pretty bummed. Lost a lot of time on that. And that's, you know, that's put me back there.
Sure.
You know, for tomorrow. But I love 10K skate races, and I love chasing people. So I'm actually excited for tomorrow. You know, my goal is to race up into the points. It's going to be difficult, but I think that there are a lot of people around me that would be really fun to ski with, and I know Diggins isn't too far ahead of me, and Liz is just a little bit behind me, and, you know, who knows, maybe we'll get a USA train and all move up together. That's kind of my hope.
That's really exciting, and we're looking forward to seeing that, and we know you guys can do it. So we want to thank you, Holly, for spending time, and it's great to see how well the team is doing, and wish you all the best tomorrow, and there's a long season ahead, so we know a lot more is coming. So,
cool. Well, thanks for calling, Benjamin.
Okay,
have a nice day.
I wish you the same. All the best.